With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. It's the 7 o'clock hour out on the West Coast, so we are thankful for our next guest.
7 o'clock.
Getting up to talk to us here. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a captain of industry, this kid.
Former teammate of yours back in 2006. Yeah. Former wide receiver for the Houston Texans. Diehard Dodger fan as well. And friend of the show, David Anderson, joining us on the show. D.A., how are you?
Former friend of the show.
What are you talking about?
I am an enemy of you two and the scandals in Houston. It is a shame. Right now I'm holding my son. You're right, 7 in the morning. I'm holding my son. It looks like. Looks like you, Sean Pendergast. Oh. My son is bald and chubby. Looks like you. I'm holding on. Just reminded of you as hold this thing.
You're no this thing. You're no better than these people on Twitter who have their kids on their profile to try to use a human shield of your child.
In training camp, get out of here. You got satellites in the air. Unbelievable. You guys are clowns over there. None but cheaters, top to bottom, left to right. You know what's funny about Houston Astro fans? The fans don't even know how to be, enemies of people. Like Red Sox fans, Patriots fans, they know how to take it. You Astros fans, you guys don't know how to take it. You're cheaters. You got caught. Own up to it. You guys are all everyone's.
I don't know. I felt like winning the World Series was a pretty good way to take it. I feel like
the rest
of the world is like, I want that trophy back, and I want you to give it to me now. And we're like,
I just want to admit that you guys cheated, and you did it better than anyone else, and you got caught, and the fines for cheating are a joke. If that's what cheating is, you can fine Andrew Friedman. You could fire Stan. You could take Clayton Kershaw. You could take half the team if I get a championship this year. That's all I care about.
We don't want you keep Clayton Kershaw. We need him in the playoffs.
Unbelievable. You keep that little midget Altuve with his little – now he's got radio signals on his chest. Unbelievable. He's the only guy that could do it because he's so short. Everyone else loses the signal if it's taller.
It was a low-level signal. They were thumping the ground. He could hear the vibrations.
That big old bat he has actually has a big antenna on it so he can catch it. It's like, that's why it's 3 inches longer than everyone else.
So DA, out there, give us the vitriol aside for a second. We will allow you
mini little Sean Pendergast has the hiccups if you hear him.
So do I, so that we have that in common. mine's from alcohol. So DA, the obviously this is the big story. It's a big story everywhere. It's the big story here. How big is this? Is this the biggest story in Southern California right now?
I think what is making it bigger and what's obviously blowing it up is now the players can talk about it.
Right.
All the owners and team executives were required to hush, don't say anything, but they couldn't do that to the players. So as soon as they put a microphone in front of the players, it's been like a league-wide blow up. So yeah, like Bellinger and Turner, and then obviously Rob Manfred didn't do a good job when he said that it's just a piece of metal, and then everyone blew up again. It's just been kind of disappointing to see how baseball has dealt with, dealt with this issue, but I'm hoping this is just a micro issue, not a macro issue amongst the players and ownership and the commissioner, because that's really what's been holding, to be honest, the NFL back, is the relationship between the players and the commissioner whereas like the NBA, they have a great relationship. The players and the commissioner, they communicate, they have a good, they understand. Baseball is struggling with that, in my opinion.
You know, what's ironic though, is that in this instance, the players union and the commissioner are in lockstep. Both of them agree that the players shouldn't be punished because there was no framework by which to punish them for electronic sign stealing. The culture in 2017 was a whole lot different than it is now regarding sign stealing, and there was just nothing in place. So, I mean, the players' union stance is, look, you can't start punishing players for something they had no idea they would be punished for, or and there were no guidelines for it. So, and here I don't even know what people are asking for necessarily. The players are all acting like this is coming from Manfred. without even talking to their own union reps and understanding that it's coming from the players' union as well.
Oh, he hung up on us. He didn't like the point you were making. my guess is, because I, having been someone who's held a baby before while trying to talk on the phone,
yeah.
He's going to blame the kid.
That's right. Well, he said, he used his child as a human shield at the beginning. I felt like I felt less likely to shout at him because I knew his child was on his left.
I think it's just a small baby. But when players bring their kids to the podium after a game.
David's no different than some of those Al-Qaeda members that have children answer the phone just in case there's a bomb.
Just compared to DA.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, same thing. We bring him back.
I heard 90% of that. They are in lockstep. I heard that. Sorry. Sorry. So you know, and I know that the MLB, the Players Association, has to stick up for players regardless of what the situation is. And so they are obviously taking the side of the Astros, and that's fair, and I understand that. But it's not like they polled all the other players and said, do you think that the players should be punished? Because it's similar to how there wasn't really a framework for punishing players for domestic issues or drug issues. I mean, I don't think there's a framework for carrying 100. Well, maybe there is, because the Dallas Cowboys guy did it. But for carrying 150 pounds of marijuana across the border, I don't think anyone saw that coming either. But like, you got to suspend players for stupid stuff that they do. And they're doing stupid stuff. And so, like, every player would agree that they were cheating, that they were going above and beyond what everyone else has done, and they were probably not only just cheating, but kind of, like, scheming the whole system. And I think every player would be like, they should probably get more than just, like, oh, have to say some half-baked apology that their obviously owner, who doesn't give two craps, wrote up for them. And it's a shame. I think the Astros organization could handle it better. I think you can agree on that. Yeah. Now you guys are going to be the enemy of everyone. I hope a bunch of those players get plucked. Starting pitchers are going to be fined to get to sit a game.
I hope they do too.
I'll get fined. Fine me and suspend me for plucking the guy, because he should be fined and suspended. So I'll take it for him.
That's what, David, though. Like, I honestly think about what you're asking for, though, because I feel like a lot of fans, they're basically begging for the Astros to have an even better on base percentage than they already do. Because, for one, pitchers claim they've known this stuff's been going on for 3 years, and none of them had the nads to do anything about it, but now all of a sudden they're going to grow a pair? I don't see it. Like, Mike Clevinger, with his stupid knit hat and his tattoos, acting like a tough guy, he's never had the guts to do it before, but now he's going to be Joe Tough Guy. I don't think it's going to happen. I think, honestly, I'll call all pitchers out around Major League Baseball right now and say, y'all don't have the guts to do it.
I like that.
I'm very
like
brave that. When it's not my body at the plate.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you might think that, but you pluck a couple, that strike zone gets a little bigger because Altuve, you know, stands a little bit further away from the plate. Everyone just starts paying a little more attention to those inside fastballs.
Well, we saw it in Game 7, right? When Lance brushed some dudes back. The Dodgers turned into little Chicken Littles all over the – it was very destructive.
You know what? You don't want to bring all this up. You don't want to bring all this up. We're focused on the now. And the now is, we're going to pluck those little midgets, like freaking, like 7-year-olds at the dodgeball court, and it's going to be great. And we're going to start tossing them all out of the game.
Hey.
And then, you know what? You can start over next year. But you know what? You need to get Houston fans ready to be the enemies of all other teams.
Dave,
right now, their talkback is garbage.
We're ready for that. Dave, let me ask you this. Hypothetically, let's say you strip the Astros of their World Series title and then you give it to the Dodgers, apparently. What if it comes out that the Dodgers were also electronically stealing the signs? Hypothetically. Then who does it go to after that? Do you replay?
Marlins are going to eventually wind up the champions of baseball in 2017.
That's, you know what, I don't think you – I always hate it when, like, they strip Olympic gold medalists, like, you know, like 12 years after what they just got rid of. Some Russian guy just got in trouble, and so they gave it to someone else. Like, I always think that's crap. You don't get to stand at the podium. You don't get to celebrate. You don't get to, like, actually, like, you know, enjoy that with your team and your city. So I think they won the title. They deserve it. Now, the big question Manfred had to answer was how much do we, like, stop Houston from trying to win in years going forward with this punishment, right? Like, I think everyone, whenever they look at punishments, they look at what happened to SMU. And, like, I don't think the NCAA wanted to literally stop them from having a football program. But they were like, oh, this is the punishment. We're going to ban you for a couple for, you know, for I don't remember what it was, like 2 or 3 years. But it ended up being a ban for basically, I don't want to say life, but SMU was a good program. Now they're terrible. So, like, you couldn't say, like, all right, Astros, no first-round picks for 10 years, and now you are the only team that has a salary cap of $100 million and completely cripple them. But the punishment just didn't fit winning a World Series. And I think that what became obvious when Manfred said what the World Series means to people. And so I think his value of a championship did ironically match the value of the way he punished the Astros. It just was drastically different than the way everyone else valued a championship. So, I mean, that's the scenario that they're in. They're completely backpedaling. The league is backpedaling. The Astros seem to be backpedaling in terms of like how we can handle this situation. It'll be interesting to see if, anything more comes out and they punish more people. If they're like, this is the way it is. Let's hope that the next news cycle buries this stuff and we can just continue playing baseball.
David Anderson, former Texans wide receiver and LA Dodger fan, joining us on the show. DA, before I get
but
to Mike.
More importantly, yeah. You got to take my video down.
Well, I was going to get to that, but I was going to, you know what, I was going to point out that there, I was going to point out that there are some texts pointing out that you're calling Altuve what you're calling him is a bit of the pot calling the kettle black.
That guy's a midget. I'm 5'11".
Yeah, but
I at least hit the one buttons there. He's got the 5'0".
You know what,
spaces.
Though? Altuve is the average height of a male in his native country.
It's true.
Where you are not.
Where is that?
Venezuela. Munchkin
actually,
land.
Actually, 5'11". First of all, I don't believe you're 5'11". The second of all.
I am 5'11". I just got measured the other day at my physical. I grew.
All right, so.
Like in high school, I was 6 foot and I ran a 4.3, and then I got an inch shorter and a tenth shorter, slower.
That's right.
In college, I was 5'11", and then pro 5'10".
That's funny. That's funny. All right, so DA, the video.
I spent a lot of time on that.
It's a really funny video, and I posted it on Twitter so people could see it. It was a congrats. I want people context for
we
you.
We lost a bet.
Ultimately bringing it up, right? You lost the bet when I was in afternoons. We had a bet on the World Series, and you losing the bet. I will say this. You went above and beyond. All we asked you to do was sing this song. We didn't ask you to do the video that you did. I mean, the video was absolutely tremendous. Some would say it's tainted now because of this cheating scandal, but you want the video to be taken down and scrubbed from the internet.
Or I want YouTube buffoons to also do a video with the Dodger song. You can either take it down or YouTube guys got to make a video.
Do you have a Dodger song?
I love L.A.
I like that song.
People like Randy Newman out there?
Randy Newman, I love L.A. I want Seth playing the keys and I want Sean singing.
See, I almost feel like Seth is getting drawn into something that wasn't his original bet.
Yeah,
happened. Well, you know, welcome to being an Astro fan, Seth. It's not like you cared about
Seth
baseball.
Seth is like Altuve. Seth had nothing to do with it, but he's got
to
pay the piper.
To do with it. Get out of here. you guys are just as guilty as everyone else baseball in Houston.
I'm looking at David Anderson combine stats, and I think you've lost all credibility because all I'm seeing is 5'10" and a half. And
so,
damn it,
DA. Here's how I know your video is going to get scrubbed off the internet. The only place I can find it right now, because when you did that, we were owned by CBS, so it's not anywhere. So our website got redone. So the only place it exists right now is on Garrett Heinrich, our former web guy's YouTube account. And I will say this about Garrett Heinrich. If he were not married to his wife, he would marry David Anderson.
Garrett will do it. Garrett will do it for us.
Garrett will scrub that video.
Garrett has integrity. He has a soul. He's an honest man. He will take that down. And unlike all the other Astro fans,
he's got
you two big-looking babies.
He's got all of those things and an uncomfortable love for you. So I know I know that the video will come down. How old is your son?
Vigo Eli Anderson is 4 months old.
Vigo Eli Vigo.
Yeah, Vigo, like Vigo Mortensen, Lord of the Rings. He's gonna climb the mountain and save the world.
That's a pretty
badass
name.
Wasn't Vigo also a character in Ghostbusters? He's the bad guy. He's the bad guy in Ghostbusters.
Oh yeah, he is bad guy.
That's good. It sounds like more of an Astros fan to me personally. Kind of like that.
He would never do something.
Oh, I
like
hope
that.
He grows up to be an
he
Astros
never,
fan.
He would never do something.
Vigo,
like that.
Vigo, if you're listening. Go, go Astros. I'm planning it into his subconscious right now.
You know what fan he is, though, of Houston? He's a Roughneck fan. I'm a Houston Roughneck fan in the XFL.
Yeah, we got a little bit, like about a minute, D.A. How's the XFL stuff going for you, man?
The XFL stuff's going great. You know, Seth tries, a captain of industries, right? Still working in sports, still helping out sports teams, integrate tech. And one of the leagues we work with is the XFL. We've been doing some projects with the XFL, particularly their Team 9, which for all of you that are interested in how football works, it's the teams don't have practice squads. So if a player gets hurt in the XFL, they need to find another player. Well, they don't want to go to the streets to find a guy because, well, they already went to the streets to find a league. So they have a practice squad called Team 9, and we work a lot with them integrating new tech, trying out new things so that in 2021 – there'll be cool things to do in the league. But when I went to meet all the coaches at the ballroom, I met June Jones because he recruited me and out of high school. And I found out he was a coach at Houston. He liked all our stuff that we were doing. I was like, I'm officially a Roughnecks fan.
There you go.
Fits my Houston stuff. I like their logo because I always wish we were called the Oilers instead of the Texans. So I'm a fan.
Good stuff, D.A. Hey, D.A., we appreciate you making time. Go take care of Vigo, and we'll catch up with you soon, my friend. And we'll talk to Garrett about – well, you'll probably talk to Garrett before we do, now that you know he's the one with the video.
So I love L.A. I expect to see something from you clowns.
All right.
Astros suck. Go on cheating. Bye.
Right. See ya. See ya, D.A.
I hope Cody Bellinger had, like, Google specs that he was wearing. Just to Cody Bellinger had buzzers in his shoes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.